Life Audio.
A Prayer for the Mundane Moments of Ministry by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. You show that you're a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. 2 Corinthians 3, 3-4. The Monday morning groans and grumbles echoed off the walls of our home once again. A Holy Spirit dose of patience and grace is needed each Monday to get up early, wake the kids, serve breakfast, get the lunches ready, and all the other mundane moments of the morning. Thankfully, I know that God gives the seemingly simple tasks the same importance as grand gestures and important titles. Even the most mundane moments of our ministry matter to Him. Service is built into the core of who we are. It's when we turn away from our selfish desires and toward others who need the love and hope of Jesus that we unlock the peace within us through Him. We're all made for ministry. There's a call on each of our lives which only we can execute for the kingdom of God. It's not because He needs us to get things done, but for our own blessing that He involves us. Paul, in the verses above, is writing to emphasize the difference between the old covenant and the new for God's chosen people. No longer was the law of the Lord written on parchment or tablets of stone, but forevermore on the hearts of His adopted children. The way in which we live our lives matters. We minister to the people God has placed in our lives each day. No matter our particular callings, the places God puts us are never mere coincidence. Each day has a purpose all its own, and we get to be part of it. No day is wasted in God's eyes. The way we live each day reflects whose we are. If you're struggling with the mundane moments of your ministry, let this prayer renew your heart and give you fresh perspective on the high calling God has given you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day that you have made. Lift our hearts to rejoice and be glad in it. Renew our joy today as we seek your will and your purpose for our lives. Let our lives show we're a letter from Christ, as Paul wrote. May the result of our ministry be written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Father, increase the confidence we have through Christ. We pray to be vessels of your light and love in this world. No part of our ministry is unimportant, even when it feels like it some days. In the places you've called us to minister, bless us and expand our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we'll be free from pain. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Father, we pray your protection over the thoughts which threaten to derail and distract us. Increase our trust in you, God, to move through seasons of doubt and distraction with the confidence we need to accomplish your will in our lives. Let the truth of 2 Timothy 1, 6-8 ring loudly in our ears. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Lord, we know we're not promised this life will go easy. We know even though your purposes cannot be derailed, there will be trouble in this world. There will be pain, anguish, heartache, wrong turns, missteps, and mistakes. And there will be many mundane days. Increase our courage and our focus on you, especially in trying seasons, God. You are our healer. You are our provider. Make a way when there seems to be no way, Father. As Paul wrote, "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart." 2 Corinthians 4:1. Bless our lives to bring glory to you today and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.